there has been a lot of discussion about tax cuts recently, both corporate and personal at the federal level. One might be tempted to think that based on the renewed appetite for tax cuts, the national debt is no longer a significant issue. That inference is flawed. The national debt remains a major issue. The federal government continues to spend more money than it collects in taxes. To finance the difference, the U.S. government borrows money from investors, piling up debts that now exceed $14 trillion. As indicated by writer Benjamin Applebaum, if one includes the money the U.S. government has borrowed from its own federal trust funds, including the Social Security Trust Fund, that number rises to $19.8 trillion, which is why so many people refer to the national debt as equaling $20 trillion in conversations. The fact that our nation's government is indebted is nothing new. The U.S. hasn't been debt-free since 1835. What is new is that interest payments are now gobbling up an increasing fraction of the budget. Last year, interest payments on the federal debt equaled 1.4% of national output, according to the Congressional Budget Office. In 10 years, that share will rise to 3%. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.